Hello, this is a meeting of the Strategic Planning Committee of the Pacifica National Board. My name's Alex Steinberg. I'm the chair of the committee. And first thing we need to do is call the roll. Do we have somebody who wants to volunteer to be the interim secretary tonight? Okay, do we have somebody who just wants to volunteer to call the roll? Okay, I'll call the roll myself. I hope in the next couple of minutes somebody will step up to be the interim secretary, because we do need to record the minutes of this meeting. Okay, Mansoor Sabat.
Hazir.
Okay, Bill Crozier.
Here.
Sabrina Jacobs.
I'm here, but I think I can only be here for about a half hour, 45 minutes, because I am at an Antifa tribunal in Sacramento.
Oh, sounds interesting. Okay. Grace Aaron. Okay, Grace is not here. Robin Collier.
Here.
Gary Boast. Donald Goldmacher.
Here.
Alex Steinberg, that's me. I'm here. Is there anybody else that I might have missed in the roll call? Doing this from memory, don't have a list in front of me. Okay. In any case, we have a quorum. Okay. So let me ask one more time. Does somebody want to volunteer to do minutes and take votes and stuff like that if we have any?
I could take votes, but I'm behind on minutes for the PNB, and I shouldn't volunteer to take minutes for this.
Okay. All right. Then let's move on. And if nobody else volunteers, I'll have to do it. But I'm not going to be able to do it while I'm chairing. I'll have to just go over the recording of the meeting later and generate notes out of that, which is a bit of a pain, I have to say. All right, we have a draft agenda that I sent out. Let me read it for the benefit of the public. Roll call, 2 minutes. We just did that. Approve agenda, 5 minutes. Minutes approval, 5 minutes. That's providing we have minutes to approve. And then the next item is a discussion of a financial recovery plan, 40 minutes. Discussion of bylaws amendments, 30 minutes. Adjourn at 10 p.m. Does anybody wish to have any amendments or objections to this agenda?
Bill?
Well, actually, somebody should move the agenda first.
Yes, Bill, I'll move the agenda.
Mansoor moves the agenda.
Okay, Mansoor moves the agenda. Bill, you have an amendment or something?
Yeah, I sent an email out earlier. I'd like to reserve some time to start talking about a real strategic plan and the financial recovery plan and bylaws amendments can fall into part of that, but I think we need to get going on some overall goals and strategies and then we can start discussing more details later. But I'd like to add to the agenda maybe 30 minutes for talk about actual strategic plans to start on that. I don't care where it goes. We can put it at the end or maybe before the financial recovery plan if you want. I don't care.
I'm not clear what you're proposing that's different than what's on the agenda. Financial recovery plan does include goals. I mean, in fact, that's...
Right. Well, I'm thinking those... There's
pretty much...
That would be part of an overall strategic plan that would have more stuff. I sent an email about that a little while ago. You can put it at the end if you prefer. I don't care.
Who did just drop or join us?
Hi, this is Gary. I'm so sorry I'm running late. I was in the meeting for my company. I'm sorry.
Hi, Gary.
No problem, Gary. We're just getting started. Okay, I'm not really, Bill, I'm still not clear what it is you want to discuss, but I'll be glad to put another item on the agenda.
Well, let's just say,
do that.
Start discussion of an overall strategic plan, and I can start by reading part of what I emailed, and then we can, you know, figure out where we go from there. You can put it at the end if you prefer.
Mansoor would like to be on track on this item.
Yes. Mansoor, yeah?
Yeah, thank you, Alex. We should put it item 4A because what I read Bill's email, and maybe we should approach it or at least let Bill describe what he wants to do and give him like 5 minutes to explain what he wants to, what his ideas are. And if that works, fine. If it doesn't, then we just go back to agenda item 4. Thank you.
I think Bill can discuss what he wants to do when we get to that point on the agenda. He's just adding something to the agenda. I'm not entirely clear what it is he's adding is all I'm saying. But I have no objection to adding it. And maybe we can flesh it out when we get to that.
May I address that?
Let's just put it on the agenda, and then when we get to that point on the agenda, we'll discuss it. Okay.
Sure. It just to clarify what I think, what my understanding is, what Bill wants. Nothing else.
Hold on. I've just got a note from Grace. She apparently doesn't have the code to call in. Let me send it to her. Somebody want to take over chairing for the next couple of minutes while I do that?
I recommend Bill.
Okay.
Bill, can you
right.
manage that?
Okay. Are there any other amendments to the, were there any objections to adding discussion I proposed to the agenda? As 4A, is that what you suggested, Mansoor? After the financial recovery plan?
Yes. Before that is 3B or 4A. May I describe what I think I understand of your proposal?
Okay.
Sure. I think you're saying is you want to break down this, finance recovery plan and the bylaws amendment to go to the, appropriate, PNB committee. That's all I need to say. Thank you.
Okay, that's part of it. Is there any objections to putting that there?
I have no objection, but my feeling is that the financial recovery plan should be done in this committee and not the finance committee. That's never been the purview of the finance committee, and that's precisely one of the reasons this committee was set up.
Okay. Do you want to resume chairing, I guess, Alex, if you're ready?
Yeah. Okay. Just to clarify, your agenda item is going to be between number 4 and 5 on the draft agenda, and how much time do you want to give it?
Well, I was asking for 30 minutes, but you can cut it shorter if you want.
Okay, then we're certainly not going to make a time certain of 10 p.m. We can change the time certain if you want. How do you folks want to proceed? I definitely don't want to go past 10:30 p.m. So, do you want to change the time certain for adjournment to 10:30?
Mansoor would like to address that.
I'm just asking the floor. Yeah, go ahead.
Thank you. I think we could shave 10 minutes from a finance recovery plan and 5 minutes from bylaws amendment and put whatever Bill wants to discuss between those two, and that's 15 minutes. Because I really would like to be done at 10 p.m. Eastern time or 7 p.m. our time. I got work to do tonight.
Yeah, I think we all do, but... Okay, we can make, why don't we make the discussion of financial recovery plan a 30-minute item, make Bill's addition a 15-minute item, and make the bylaws amendment thing, let's cut that into 15 minutes. We're obviously just an explorer's stage in these discussions, although it's a small amount of time, I hope we can at least begin to get some points that we want to develop further at this meeting. Does that make sense?
I agree with you.
Yeah, it's okay.
Okay, so let me read the. The agenda as amended, since there's been no objections to the amendments. Okay, after minutes approval, I have discussion of financial recovery plan, 30 minutes, discussion of Bill's item, I'm not sure what to call it, 15 minutes, discussion of bylaws amendments, 15 minutes, and we'll see if we can adjourn at 10 p.m. Eastern time. Okay. Are there any further amendments, any objections to the amended agenda? Okay. Agenda is adopted as amended. All right. Minutes approval. I don't remember who was volunteering to take notes at the last meeting, and do we have any minutes? And I think at this point we are behind minutes for at least two meetings and possibly more. Does anybody have any minutes to submit? Does anybody, I haven't gotten any is all I can tell you. Okay. We'll have to circle back to the minutes item because it is important that we get the minutes done for these meetings. All right, discussion of financial recovery plan. Let's get started on that. We began the discussion at the last meeting when we had our interim CFO on the call, and we only managed to get a preliminary discussion, and we had kind of a hint at to the direction in which the Pacifica board wants to go as far as paying off the loan in the way that the funds for the recent bequest we received were being allocated. If you recall, we Pacifica got a bequest of $580,000 originating from a supporter of the WBAI station. And I know one of the items that we need to deal with, and that I think the public is very interested in, our plans to become self-sustainable, pay off our debts, and particularly people want to know how we're going to manage the loan that we have, how we're going to manage, first of all, the interest payments, and how we're going to manage paying off the principal when that comes due. And I think we began to flesh out some of the ideas, and I'd like to continue that discussion right now. And just to elaborate a little bit, what we did with that bequest, besides paying off a bunch of immediate debts, we are sheltering, I don't have the figures in front of me, but there's a $50,000 item that we're simply going to maintain in a reserve fund of some sort. We are going to put $200,000 back into the account that was previously being used to pay off the interest on the loan. And we're going to allocate $100,000 to pay off the principal on the loan. So that's kind of an indication of how we want to do this. And of course, we're not going to be depending on bequests in order to do any of this. This is just an indication of when we generate revenue, how it's going to be allocated. And I'd like to know if this seems like a good way to do this, or should we be exploring other areas? And also in terms of the percentages in which are being allocated, does it make sense, for instance, to when we have some revenue coming in, to allocate twice as much toward interest payments as the principal of the loan? Of course, if we have paid off the interest on the loan, then that's a moot question, but we still have a ways to go on that. All right, floor is open for discussion. Who would like to speak?
Well, failing anyone else, I'd like to speak. It's Grace.
Hi, Grace. Oh, glad you could make it.
Hi. Yeah. I think that this committee should make a plan for having a certain percentage of any windfall income that comes to the foundation, to the national office, be earmarked for a certain percentage for paying down the principal and another percentage for paying the remainder of the interest due on it. That's my first suggestion. In terms of the way that Tamara Swiderski, the ICFO, and I apportioned the $300,000, which is more than half of that bequest, was $200,000 to be placed in the account that we have, the reserve account, for the interest on the loan, and $100,000 to pay down the principal. We can always put another $100,000 if the stations are willing to kick in more, if there's another windfall. We can always pay down the principal. But once we pay down the principal, if we're short on the interest payments, we don't have a buffer. So that's why we put $200 into the reserve account, because we can always take some out of there, or it's in there to help with paying the interest payments. The other expenditures were necessary. First of all, we not paying lawyers and other vendors and backlogging payment of bills can harm our credit rating. That's the first thing. The second thing is we really needed to tie up the pension funds, and the national office put a little over $11,000 into the pension funds to make them whole. There's just one more payment of $15,000-some-odd by KPFK, and then the pension plans will be fully funded. So we really need that to complete our audits and to straighten out things with the Department of Labor. Anyway, in terms of – I'm digressing, but in terms of paying down the – dealing with the loan, that's what I would suggest, having a policy suggested by the Strategic Planning Committee of what percentage of any windfall monies that come into the foundation, suggesting that we apportion a certain percentage to the rest of the interest into paying down the principal.
This is Donald for the stack.
Yeah, go ahead, Donald.
Yeah, I would take a somewhat different approach, both in terms of thinking near-term and long-term. And that's why I made a proposal a few weeks back that each of the five stations in the network has to plan to pay in their portion of the monthly nut, meaning the interest nut, which is approximately $23,000 to $26,000, depending on which figures I look at. So that should be the individual station's responsibility collectively to come up with that monthly payment, and they can do it any way they want. So that takes care of the interest part of what has to be addressed on a monthly – actually, it's on a quarterly basis. We found out recently from our interim CFO that these payments are really more to the tune of 70-something thousand every 3 months or so. But those monies should be coming in from the stations to deal with the interest issue. In terms of repayment of the principal on the loan, I think two things need to happen. Number one is what Gray certainly said. Any new bequests that come in, a certain percentage, should come toward repayment of the principal. But I think we need to start to think, could somebody please mute their phone so they're not breathing into it? Thank you. The other thing we need to start to think about is finding monies to pay down that principal, whether that's going to foundations or each station identifying people who can actually write significant checks and any combination thereof, plus any other ideas for one-day system-wide fundraisers every 6 months or so. Whatever, but it needs to be a combination of places we think we can go to address repaying the principal. And short of repaying the principal timely by 2021 when it's due, is for us to start having conversations with those people who know how to refinance these loans to start a plan for that as well. So it's a three-tier approach toward handling both interest and principal. I'll stop there for the moment.
Grace and Stephanie speak after everyone else, I think.
I'd like to comment on that. In general, I more or less agree with Donald's approach here. But I think we have to begin to be a little more concrete about putting some numbers, at least percentages, into some of these goals. For instance, paying off the interest, yes, the stations should definitely be involved in that, but then we have to decide what percentage of that amount each station should be responsible for. And it seems reasonable that it should have something to do with their current ability to raise funds and their listenership and so on. And also don't forget that half of the interest that's owed has already been taken care of by this bequest. So it's actually, the figure you were tossing around, it's actually half of that at this point as far as the interest goes. Now, as far as paying off the principal, we might want to have a goal as to what percentage of the principal we want to pay off at the time that the principal is due, and what percentage of that we want to renegotiate. I think it would be a really difficult goal to try to pay off 100% of the principal at the time it's due. I think it would be more reasonable to have a goal of paying off a certain portion of that principal and renegotiating the remainder. And of course, our ability to renegotiate the remainder, whatever that remainder might be, will depend to a great extent on how we've been able to position ourselves as a financially viable institution. And I would also like to see some goals of increasing revenue from the individual stations, some modest goals, based not only on special events like fund drives, but on increasing listenership and improving programming. And this is something that is necessarily going to be specifically tailored to each station, because although all the stations need to increase their revenue and increase their listeners, they're not all at the same place. So I'd like to see to begin to flesh out some more concrete goals as far as all this goes. So that's it. Grace, did you want to say something, or does anybody else have something to say on this?
This is Donald, Bill. But I'll wait for Grace.
And Bill.
Okay. And Bill, okay.
You can let Bill go first because I spoke already.
Sure. Bill?
Okay, well, I think we did the right thing by paying down some other debts also. I guess I'd like to see, unless there's some good reason not to, all of the windfalls, like from bequests, to go towards paying the principal of debt. I think that's kind of what Donald was saying, and let the interest be responsibility of the stations to help raise it however they can. And as you also mentioned, Alex, we've paid this using $200,000 of this bequest for interest. We'll pay down about half of the remaining interest. It's going to be around $400,000, although the exact amount will vary depending on the interest rates. Because we need to pay on the principal. It'll help us in the amount we have to finance. It'll help improve, the confidence of the current lender or any other potential lender who may want to consider loaning us the money if we have to refinance more of it. I think ideally we should be able to pay it on all of it. I don't not quite know how, but we have to do a lot of things to improve our revenue. But I think we should set aside windfalls like bequests for paying down the principal of that, the big loan, and any other debts that we need to pay off. Thank you.
Donald, did you want to speak, or did you want to wait to hear from Grace?
Yeah, I'd like Grace to respond, and then I'll come back with a couple more things.
Okay.
I visited WBAI and I visited WPFW, and the staff at both stations are very committed and hardworking and doing the utmost to improve the revenue situation. We're seeing a softening of revenue, I think, at all the stations, maybe with the exception of KPFA. And when it comes to WBAI and WPFW, the situation is it's illegal, if there's money income, to not pay payroll. So the first priority has to be pay payroll, and the next priority is to pay rent and utilities. I mean, those are the basic expenses. So those are mandatory. So pressuring the stations are trying the hardest they can, from what I can tell, to improve their revenue. And there has to be some help from outside those stations to improve their bottom line. Asking them, nagging them, pressuring them, all of those things have been done for years, and it hasn't resulted in any positive change, any significant positive change in their total revenue at those stations. So we have to do some other thinking. Hopefully our new interim executive director will have some ideas. I'm sure he will. But just hammering those stations to push them or castigate them has not been effective. I don't think it will be effective. So we have to look at the fact that they have high overhead at those stations, and we have to be realistic about how much they're going to pay. Now, if we take the total interest or an estimate of the total interest of the loan payments moving forward, we take the total, we subtract the amount we are going to have in the account, $200,000 or some odd, to pay the interest. We probably come up with something like not $23,000, but more like $13,000 a month mortgage payments. And we should, I think we should hold the reserve account and not pay the full monthly payments, monthly interest payments out of the reserve account, and leave like a higher payments toward the end of it. I think we should pay half, or that's my what I'm suggesting. Pay half of the interest payments out of the reserve account every quarter, and have the stations pay the other half. And that would mean I estimate about $13,000 a month divided by the five stations. But I think that we might divide it equally, just divide 13,000. This would be 13,000 a month, although we pay quarterly. So 5 into 13,000 is, it's about, let's see.
It's about 2,500 a month.
2,500 a month. Okay, so that's a real, even if we divide it by all five stations, I think probably 2,500 a month is a reasonable request from all those stations. I think they can all pay that. And maybe that's what we should do. Another way to do it is just to say, do it by total revenue. So the two West Coast stations have a total revenue of $3 million a year. The other stations have a total revenue, these are very, very rough estimates, $1 million a year. So we might want to have the payments from the West Coast stations be triple the payments of the all the other stations, because their income, total revenue per year, is triple. So that would make a completely different way to calculate it. That's something that we'd have to discuss, what that apportionment should be. But I think that around $13,000 a month payment divided over five stations, which is $2,500 a month, I think that's very doable. I don't think it's a huge burden.
So this is Donald coming back with a couple of points. Number one,
okay.
I'm sorry.
Just wait till you. Go ahead.
Okay.
Go ahead,
Donald. I'm gonna say something a little radical, which may startle some people on this call, and that's okay from my perspective. If every station has an equal vote on the PNB and equal access to whatever we do, then I think every station has an equal responsibility to pay the same amount for interest. Full well understanding that some stations are smaller, but I think you want to incentivize them to say that, yes, they're going to hold up their share of the burden equally with all the other stations. And that gives them some additional motivation to figure out where they're going to come up with $2,500 a month, which is not an insurmountable amount, in terms of the way Gracie just calculated the cost for the interest payments. And I think we should insist on that, quite frankly. And I think and I hope that that as a new interim ED comes on board, that special focus will be given to helping those stations that are struggling in terms of how to raise revenue, help them learn better ways to raise revenue, A, during their fund drives, and B, using other events as necessary. I note, for example, that KPFK is putting on a huge fundraiser, I think it's in September, bringing in all kinds of star power, including Amy Goodman from Democracy Now! I cannot imagine that in New York City you can't create a big fundraising event with all the potential star power that's there that would like to help BAI. I'll stop there for the moment.
Okay, let me comment a little bit. First, just to go back to something Bill said, I do not agree that if we get a bequest that all the money in that bequest automatically go to pay off the principal. I think we should have a goal that a certain percentage of any windfall goes to pay off the principal, but I think we also want some flexibility in terms of investing in our ability to grow some of the, grow our audience. It may be worth our while to put some money into some development efforts at some of the stations and so on. So I don't think we automatically should simply say all bequests have to go toward paying off the principal on the loan. I think we want to come up with some reasonable estimates as to what we can do as far as bequests go, how much of a percentage should go toward paying off the principal, how much should go toward investing in our future, and so on. As far as Donald's remarks, I don't really think I agree with that, with the last remark. I think it's a laudable goal for each of the stations to try to contribute, the same amount, but, they don't all have the same capacity to do that. And I don't think we want to put, extra burdens on those stations that are struggling at this point. I think we want to find ways to assist those stations. But anyway, we're going to have disagreements like this, and I think it's good that we can discuss them. And what I'd like to see is a document coming out of this committee that we can finally agree on that gives us these kind of goals for how we're going to pay off the debt and how, in general, we're going to restructure Pacifica financially. Anybody else?
Bill, briefly.
Yes, Bill.
Yeah, I mean, you have some good points, Alex. I guess what I'm most afraid of is I don't want any windfalls to go towards regular operating expenses. And as Grace says, I mean, she's right. Payroll is a legal responsibility, has to be first. But if we have to do that, that should be a temporary loan, essentially, to a station, because we have to get this loan paid off. It's really critical, or at least you know, eventually we need to make plans for that and other debt.
I don't think anybody here disagrees with that, with what you just said, actually. Let me make this proposal. How about if some of us on this committee get together offline and see if we can hammer out a more detailed proposal for what the goals should be for any income we receive from windfalls, as well as just regular increased income. Does that sound like a reasonable idea?
I agree with that.
I think we can make a lot more progress doing it that way than if we just sort of discuss this from starting with a blank slate at this meeting. And so let's see if we can proceed and present something more detailed at the next meeting after we've had some phone conferences or some email exchanges and so on that. That sound reasonable?
Yes.
Sounds good.
Okay. So who would like to be involved in this? I'll be one of the people. Who else wants to be involved?
This is Grace. I put my name in.
Okay.
I would like to be involved as well, Gary.
Sure. Okay. Donald, do you want to be involved?
No. I think I have enough to do already with this network. For now, I'd be happy to send in the ideas I outlined on paper to you.
Okay. All right, that's fine.
And Bill, I'll help if it can be part of a bigger overall strategic plan.
Well, yeah, that's the idea. But I want to see if we can come up with some more concrete goals in terms of percentage of allocation. You know, how we're gonna handle this stuff.
Sure.
Okay. Yeah, you can vote me down.
Okay. Okay. What I'll do is I'll set up a phone conference or something, and I'll just send the number out to the members of the committee, and whoever wants to join us can just join us. How's that?
That's good. And I'd like to say that it'd just be a working group, so we won't have to deal with noticing and, you know, having it be formalized in that way. Just to, we'll get together when we all can.
Yeah, exactly. And then when we're ready, we'll present the results of our working group to the committee, and the committee can discuss it and vote on it. And then we'll, you know, if we get it agreed by the committee, then we'll send it to the entire board. And that'll become our policy on this.
Sounds good.
Since Bill, I can record and stream it if you want.
Too.
Even if it's just a working group.
I have no objection to it. If you want to do it, fine.
Okay.
Okay. All right. So I think that we're done with this item. Bill, does anybody else want to say anything on this item before we move on?
I do have one more question to ask.
Yeah, go ahead.
And this is a question that I've been thinking about, and I really would like to get a concise answer on it. What is the goal of Pacifica long term? Understanding that, you know, you want to make sure that the five main stations are stabilized financially. How do you see it moving forward in terms of the affiliate stations? They're almost, I believe, and Robin probably has a better idea. We have a large number of affiliate stations. How do you guys view using or utilizing the affiliate stations in this process of financially rebuilding and rebranding the Pacifica name? How do you see infusing the affiliate program into that?
Gary, that's a good question, but I think that's not something we can answer in a couple of minutes. Do you want, shall we maybe make that an agenda item at our next meeting? I think it would be a good discussion to have.
Okay. I'm down with that.
I can give some quick answers to that. If
you want to attempt it, be my guest. Go ahead.
Okay, I think that we've underutilized the affiliates, and I think if you go to the CPB website and you look at the community service grant, if you look under grants and you look under community service grants, but there's another grant available, and it's a rolling application, it's a rolling grant that seems like it's absolutely made for Pacifica. It's to it's a two-stage granting process. One, for money to plan on how networks of TV or radio stations can work better together. And then the second part of the grant is money to implement the plans that are created as the first grant process. I think that that is tailor-made for Pacifica, especially the affiliate network. So that's the first thing. And then I think that besides stabilizing the five stations, we need to pay more attention to the affiliate network and see if we can fundraise so that we can add more staff to create more interface between the affiliate network, because there's so much richness of programming available to the five stations and vice versa. And also, when we go to multimedia, which I think we should do with podcasting, with some amount of TV broadcasting, with social media, I think that we can offer services to the affiliates to help them to leap into those multimedia platforms. So, and then, of course, I think we should shoot for getting a Sirius XM station. So does that start to answer your question? I have some more ideas about it, but does that start to answer your question, Gary?
Those were the most inventive ideas that I've heard so far, especially the last part, what you said, is very, very important. So I think so, yes. You definitely answered my question.
Okay, so, and I think these are not undoable. These are doable goals, really doable goals.
Right.
They're not pie in the sky. It's not very they're practical things that can be done within the short term, medium term. Okay, thank you.
I would agree with that. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, and again, I don't mind having a fuller discussion on that whole issue of how the affiliate fit into a Pacifica recovery plan at a future meeting.
Okay.
So let's go on to. Hi Nancy, welcome aboard.
You might like to know we're not streamed.
Oh, Bill is supposedly streaming this. Bill,
let me check. Hold on. It says we're streaming. We're streaming to the KPFTX server. Are you on the PNB1 channel? That's what we're streaming on.
I just clicked on the webpage, KFTX.org, where the little arrow is that you push to hear the stream, usually.
try the direct link.
It's not streaming.
That's right below that.
Yeah, I see that. Now I have to go through some security thing to use that.
Okay, well, I'll text Otis to check. I can't really stop and listen to it while I'm doing this. I mean, if nothing else, at least I'm recording it, and I'll put it up for people to listen to afterwards.
Right. I can't read all this stuff that I need to look at to do that. But I think so other people will probably have the same issue that I have when I try to do the direct link. So, yeah, just to let you know.
Okay.
Okay, thank you. Okay, we're moving on now to the next agenda item, and that was Bill, go ahead. You take it.
Okay. I sent you out some emails earlier this afternoon. One of them I had sent something out about a month ago after our last meeting was canceled, and to get us thinking about an overall comprehensive strategic plan, which can include a lot of the things we've been talking about already. But I think this would also help, convince potential donors and foundations that we really do have a plan for overall, to improve our operations. And, finances, of course, are a really big part of it. Let me just read a few of the ideas. And, strategic plan needs overall goals. They really need to be measurable and specific. And then strategies for each one. And some of the strategies might affect more than one goal. So the strategies are what you do to accomplish the goal. As an example, I gave us one goal is increase listenership at least 15% per year for each of the next 5 years. Now, I'm not sure if that number's right, but that would double listenership in 5 years if we could do it. And I'm thinking that would include over the air as well as online listening. And there are several strategies I listed, such as increase forward promotion and cross promotion on air, ensure each program has an effective social media presence and that it's used to promote the show. Third strategy is implement additional web streams in addition to the ones we already have, and podcasts. Examples, we could have one for live call-in talk shows, we could have one for news, public affairs, and science, one for maybe jazz and blues, possibly others for other music genres. Another strategy to make it easier for people, not just current listeners, to find our web streams and podcasts. I hear that all the time. People don't know that we have streams and podcasts out there. Another strategy, partner with other nonprofits to promote their activities, but ask them to help publicize our programs that relate to their mission and activities. So these are things that don't cost a lot. There'll be some labor involved in creating the additional web streams, but I'm trying to start with things that would be easy to implement almost immediately. And this is all just towards that one goal of increasing listenership. Another goal could be generate net income of at least $1.5 million per year for the next 5 years, first to pay off debt and then to invest in our stations. And I'd like it to be more than that. This is net income now. And then I listed several strategies for that, possibly. And we can add additional goals. But the strategic plan needs, in addition to goals and strategies, you need to assign responsibilities so everybody knows who's responsible for working on which strategy and timeline. Find out what resources you need, money, people, paid staff, volunteers, whatever, other resources. And then periodically you check back and see how you're doing. That's why you need measurable strategies and goals so that you can tell if you're making progress, if it's worth the effort. And then you readjust strategies based on the results so that if one strategy is really paying off really well, you do more of that or put more people or more resources into it perhaps. If something's not working, well, you shift those resources to a different one. And I think we need something comprehensive like that to help us. And again, the financial recovery plan could be a major part of that. It could be integrated into this. Okay, I'll shut up for now.
Comments?
This is Donald for the deck.
Donald, go ahead.
Needless to say, Bill, I totally agree with you. I think the issue is going to be implementation. Where does this occur, and who is the point person that oversees each element? And that means interfacing, it seems to me, between the executive director and the general managers of the stations with particular people on the PNB to see how it's going and to assist in whatever way is needed. Because, you know, we've got a lot of great ideas here. After 3 months on the PNB, I hear a lot of ideas, but I don't hear who's picking up the ball and really running with it. So I think that's a real problem. There's somehow some disconnect between good ideas and implementation.
Okay. Let me comment on this. I think that we've been working with the idea that there are short-term goals and medium-term goals and long-term goals since the beginning since this committee was founded, and we've been trying to come up with a list of those goals and how we can measure progress towards them and how we can review that progress from time to time. I think at this point it would make more sense to break down the goals into two categories. First, there's what we can do nationally on the Pacifica-wide level, and that would include initiatives we can take with the affiliates, and then what each of the stations can do. And so I think each of the stations are going to have their own particular goals. I think they increase listenership at each station is certainly a goal that we have to define exactly how much how much can be realistically achieved at each station. I don't think they're, you know, they're not in, all in an equal situation. And the initiatives we take may differ at different stations, and depending on what's available, what kind of resources we can throw at them, and so on. So, although the general idea I agree with, I think we need to first evaluate the needs of the stations and what they're capable of doing, and then create some goals out of that, and at the same time create some goals for Pacifica National, and I'm thinking here mostly of national programming and branding Pacifica as a nationwide network and so on. This is going to be the responsibility primarily of the executive director, with whatever assistance the executive director is going to have. And I think that's something we're going to discuss with the next interim executive director. That's my thoughts on it. Anybody else? Okay. Any further discussion on this?
What do we want to do to move forward?
Say that again. I didn't hear.
Sorry. What do we want to do or decide now to help move forward on this?
Well, I think we have to involve the executive director as soon as possible in planning these items.
Okay. Can I make a suggestion?
I don't think anyone here is going to be able to generate a realistic list for all of our stations as to what goals they should have and how they could implement them. At this point, maybe somebody is in a position to do that. Maybe, it's possible that Grace has already developed some goals, some specific goals for one or two of our stations that she's worked with closely. But in general, we need to do that kind of review process. Grace, do you want to say anything on this?
I need to do a bit more personally, and